Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Commonly referred to as early voting, in-person absentee balloting can begin in Wisconsin starting tomorrow. There are boutique rules, as we've detailed on the show, depending on how your local clerk's office does it. So if this is how you want to vote, you're going to want to check with your local clerk to see what times, what days, what locations are available. Every community is unique. Some will start right away on Tuesday. They'll have early voting during business hours. Others, like Milwaukee, Madison, larger communities will have hours on Saturdays, on Sundays, in different places. You don't even necessarily have to go down to city, town, or village hall. So everything is left up to the local clerks. And this is the form of voting where you go in and you do it in person, but you fill out an absentee ballot. And as opposed to mailing it in or putting it in one of the drop boxes, if your community allows for that, you just hand it right over to the clerk's office.
They are your witness.
Yes. And then it also, it does not get counted until election day, but they have that. And then on election day, that's when they begin processing those ballots. So that starts tomorrow. We'll get more into that and some of the rules about that on Tuesday. But much like an FM DJ back in the day, from time to time, Eric and I have been known to take requests on this year program.
Right? Yeah, absolutely.
Called the DJ back then. Can you play that song for me? We want the new song from Van Halen or whatever, right? What did every DJ, every single time you called, say?
Yeah, I'll try to get that on for you.
Exactly right. Yeah, we'll try to get that on for you, whether or not it was already in their prescribed playlist. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, try to get that on for you. Well, we got a request on the WTMJ talk and text line the other morning.
We're up to our long-distance dedication. Okay, Ellie, here's your long-distance dedication. Roy, here's your long-distance dedication.
Okay, I can't.
Wow, that was a request.
There you go. All right. Point being, though, this is coming from a woman in Germantown who listens to the show.
Okay.
I will read you her request. Hi, Vince and Eric. Would you please cover the state referendum question on the upcoming election on your show? The referendum warning is a little confusing, as is true with most referendums. Maybe you covered this already and I missed it, but it wouldn't hurt to cover it again before the election. Thank you so much. That is from Marie in Germantown. Thanks, Marie. All right, Marie, here is your request. We again have another statewide referendum on the ballot. So this will be on everyone's ballot in the state of Wisconsin. And it is again an effort to amend our state constitution. Real quick review on why we're seeing these. And you don't often recall seeing them before. We are gridlocked right now. We have divided government in Wisconsin. State legislature, which writes and passes bills, is controlled by Republicans. The state house, the governor who signs the bills making them law, is a Democrat in Governor Tony Evers.
Jazz as hell.
All right, so the legislature is tired of passing bills and sending them to the governor, where he then vetoes them.
Jazz as hell.
And this has been going on for 6 years or so, right? So the legislature has found a workaround. Change the Constitution. It cuts the governor out of the process. It's hard to do, but this is why you're seeing more of this happen. With overwhelming control by the Republicans in both chambers, they don't seem to have a problem getting these things passed that then has to go to the voter. So to amend the state constitution, a change must pass with identical language in two consecutive terms of the legislature and then win majority approval by voters in that referendum. So in other words, this legislature is in session for 2 years. Sometime in that session, they pass, we want this constitutional amendment. The next installed, so you have to have another election in that 2 years. And that next installed legislature must pass the identical bill.
Same thing. Yep.
And then it gets to go to the voters. And here we are. This tactic worked in spring of this year already. Voters approved an amendment to restrict how municipalities can get funding for election-related equipment and practices. The tactic failed most recently this fall. Remember that one? Voters rejected a change that would have put the legislature, not the governor, in charge of distributing federal money that flows to the state. So it's kind of an end around on the governor and changing law through constitutional amendment. Let's get to what's going to be on your ballot. Or for those folks who've already voted, you've seen it already. Here's the wording for the referendum question. Eligibility to vote. Shall Section 1 of Article 3 of the Constitution, which deals with suffrage, which is a fancy word for voting, be amended to provide that only a United States citizen age 18 or older who resides in an election district may vote in an election for national, state, or local office, or statewide or local referendum.
Are you? I don't even know what that means.
Thank you for that. All right, what does it mean? Right now, that section of our state constitution reads, every United States citizen age 18 or older who is a resident of an election district in this state is a qualified elector in that district. The referendum, the question before you, seeks to change essentially that one word. The word every would instead be only. So instead of every U.S. citizen gets to vote, it's only U.S. citizens get to vote. So there's a difference in the wording. In theory, as it stands now, would anything really change?
No.
Not so much, which is why some folks are kind of left confused about it. Wisconsin, as the Constitution states, does not allow non-citizens, even those who are here legally. So this isn't just an illegal immigration thing. You can be here legally on a green card or visa or what have you, but you still don't get to vote. I didn't say it prevents it from happening. It is illegal. So there's a difference. People violate the law all the time, and people can debate whether or not it's happening in any number. But nonetheless, it's not legal for non-citizens to vote. Why is this on there then? From an objective point of view, supporters of the change point out, and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel did a piece on this as well, explaining there are some cities in the U.S. They list Maryland, California, they list Washington, D.C., where non-citizens are allowed to vote in local elections. They cite San Francisco, where parents and guardians who are not U.S. citizens can vote in school board elections, for example. So supporters of this constitutional change here in Wisconsin suggest this will clarify that that will not be allowed in Wisconsin. Municipalities couldn't pass their own boutique rules and allow that.
And as of now, we haven't seen that come up in Wisconsin, have we, where there's been a local municipality looking to do something like this?
I would say that's fair. I have not heard, even in Madison or Milwaukee, any push to have this. But supporters of why we need to have this referendum passed and change the Constitution suggest, well, if it's not specifically stated in that way, you could have that in Wisconsin. That's their argument. How does it break down politically? Conservatives are all in on yes. So if you're primarily concerned about politics and you're a conservative or Republican, your side is voting yes. Many suggest they are concerned about the non-citizens voting, which again is illegal but not necessarily preventable in every case. Thus, they are urging a yes vote for the clarification. If you're a liberal or a Democrat, I don't want to say it's necessarily as cut and dried as it is on the right. Some liberals are kind of quietly opposed because they don't want to say out loud, well, we think non-citizens should vote, but they also don't know how to answer then.
They don't trust it.
Yes, right, because of where it's coming from. They also don't support the divisive issue being put to referendum on the ballot. The left is kind of in a tougher spot on this one because, as we say, it doesn't seem to substantially change anything. So some are more vocal about it, and they're accusing Republicans of, one, using this as a wedge issue to drive turnout, to rile people up.
Which is not unprecedented.
Right. Or to sow suspicion about the validity of elections as they are. But they also claim it opens the door to other voter restrictions. This is from the League of Women Voters, who are campaigning openly against a yes vote on the referendum. They say top line reasons to vote no. Number one, this is an attack on our freedom to vote. It could open the door to discriminatory practices, disenfranchising hundreds of thousands of eligible voters. Two, the rigged state legislature isn't doing its job. And three, Wisconsin is stronger when we stand together. So they're against. Not all Republicans or conservatives are for necessarily. Not all liberals or Democrats are against. But that's how the public support or the protest thereof is breaking on the issue. Again, a yes vote means we would change the Constitution to say only U.S. citizens can vote in the elections. A no vote means the Constitution stays the same and says every U.S. citizen. So that's the issue, how it breaks down on the ballot. Have we made that relatively clear?
I think so.
I don't know what that means.
You still don't know what you think? All right, I'll spend another 15 minutes on it tomorrow. All right, Marie, there's your long-distance dedication.
Okay, Narlita, here's your long-distance dedication.
Understand why we can't just hold on.